A visit to your local public library is about so much more these days than just checking out books. This is Lisa Berry, and that's why we bring you Beyond Books here on 89.1 WEMU, a special feature talking about what's happening at your Ann Arbor District Library. And I'm joined by Rich Reddy, Communications and Marketing Manager for the Ann Arbor District Library. Hi, Rich.
Hi, thanks so much for having us.
Hey, we love it when you're here, and who'd you bring with you today?
I brought Christopher Becker. He is a library technician at ADL who helps with tons of the programs that we have there.
Here.
Like, what kind of things would we see you doing at the Ann Arbor District Library?
Well, I do a lot of programming, so that means a lot of tech programming with circuits and electronics, but we also do just tons and tons of children's programming, and I'm also a storyteller, so I tell stories to babies and preschool kids, so it's a lot of fun.
Wait, the Ann Arbor District Library has storytelling for babies?
We do. I've seen Christopher on stage in front of these kids. He's amazing.
Like, drool twice if you don't want to hear the ending? Or
don't underestimate the children of Washtenaw County.
I know better than that. I think that sounds fabulous. You read to them when they're in the womb, right?
So, exactly.
And they're on the other side. So it is July, and this is a very special month for space and moonwalks.
Out of this world.
Oh, Rich Reddy.
All right, we can cut that, right? July 20th will mark the 50th anniversary of the moon landing.
Wow, 50 years.
And so because ADL and Christopher come up with such great programming, we've got a slate of programs on the 19th and 20th to celebrate some of the exploits of the moon landing and just have fun with space.
What do you have planned?
So we're starting the day with a moon-themed story time at Traverwood. That's a preschool story time that my coworker is putting together. And then at Westgate, we have historical footage that's going to be shown all afternoon. That's an all-ages event. But our big event that day is the moon landing party. And that's going to start at 2 o'clock, going to be downtown. And we're going to be doing a lot of fun stuff for kids. We're going to be building moonlanders, making really cool mission patches. And we're going to be building some paper bag space helmets. So it's a kind of nice respite from the art fair.
I want a paper bag space helmet.
Come to AADL on July 20th, and we'll make you a special WEMU themed space helmet.
When you're talking about reading, are you going to read Goodnight Moon? See, I'm giving you so many ideas. Moon pies,
moon
Goodnight
pies,
Moon. I'm into it.
We'll take your resume after the segment.
All right, so that's happening, and what else is going on?
At 4:30, we've got a NASA ambassador coming in, and we're really excited about her. She's going to be telling us about the significance of the moon landing, as well as NASA's plans to visit the moon again. But between the ambassador and the moon landing party at 4:17, we're going to be celebrating the actual 50th anniversary to the second.
To the second. 4:17 p.m.
And we're going to be showing footage of the actual moon landing itself. So we're going to be having a kind of reverse countdown, and we're really excited about showing that. So we've got so much going on. And if you miss everything that's happening on the actual 20th, beforehand on the 19th, we're going to be showing the feature film all about Apollo 11. Mm. It's the 70mm archival footage movie, and we're really excited about that as well. We have Summer Game going on, which is extremely popular at the library. So we're going to be tying in Summer Game with the moon landing, and one of our display bulletin boards in youth will have a trivia contest, and you can earn Summer Game codes for the Summer Game if you can answer our questions about the moon landing.
I hear the Summer Game is big.
Pretty big.
So here we are in Ann Arbor, the home of the University of Michigan. There has to have been some astronaut connection, don't you think?
Yes, you're correct. Back in 1914, the UM Aeronautics Program opened up. That was just 11 years after the Wright brothers first flew at Kitty Hawk. All these very famous astronauts have come through Ann Arbor to be either the kind of pilot astronauts or the scientific astronauts that started to come later on after kind of the Wright stuff group. None of our Apollo 11 astronauts were in Ann Arbor, but the first man to walk in space, the first person ever to walk in space, Ed White,
yes,
graduated from University of Michigan. This is the famous Apollo 15 mission, which was all U of M grads. You can check that out at oldnews.adl.org. Once you finish attending these events, or while you're attending the events, you can go up to the second floor, which that's where our tools will be stored when we have a lobby event. And in the tools collection, we have telescopes, tons of telescopes. And that's actually how ADL's tools collection started, was the lowbrow astronomers worked with ADL to offer telescopes to the public, helped us clean them up, repair them, do everything else. That was so popular that we looked at adding other sort of unusual items. And but now you can get synthesizers, sewing machines, thermal cameras, 4 foot tall Connect 4s. We just released 50 new guitars, basses, and ukuleles into the collection. That's 50 on top of the musical instruments we already had out there. So this is a very popular offering at ADL.
So you have ukuleles and other instruments. Is that it, or can you get more than that?
Well, we do have a special program called Musical Instrument Buffet. We came up with that because it seemed like the kids were having all the fun with Musical Instrument Petting Zoo. So,
okay, wait. There's so much to take in here. Musical Instrument Petting Zoo. What's that?
So Musical Instrument Petting Zoo is a popular thing that a lot of orchestras and other libraries do to get kids involved in playing a musical instrument. They can blow or strum or otherwise play some musical instrument to try it out.
So there's no animals.
That's right.
Okay, there so don't no feed animals. The ukulele.
Don't feed the ukulele.
Okay. Right.
Okay.
So the Musical Instrument Buffet is a chance for adults to come in and try out a piano, keyboards, electric guitar, acoustic guitar, ukulele, and banjo, and just get them over the hump of thinking, I could never play a musical instrument, because we show them how easy it is.
You can rent a piano?
You can't rent a piano. So some of the instruments at the buffet are not ones that we have available in the collection, like the banjo and the piano.
Okay.
But we just want adults to see they can actually play a musical instrument.
We have these mini Korgs, is what they're called. They look like little tiny pianos, and you can press a button and manipulate the sound they make. One of those sounds is a traditional piano, so you can technically check that out and sort of play it. Or you can get the giant synthesizer and just pretend you're a really cool band from the late 70s, early 80s.
That sounds like something you might have tried, Rich, yourself.
Please don't.
Don't Google
I resemble that remark.
Don't Google that. All right, so much going on. We're very excited about your moon landing observation and anniversary. The big game's going on. When does that wrap up?
So the summer game goes until August 31st. So now we've been at it for about a month. It launched the last day of school. So we're heading into 4th of July. And so this will be 1 month. So it goes all summer long. You can start playing at any time. You go to play.aadl.org. You can jump in, start earning points, start figuring out codes, and get big prizes. The summer game shop opens in the middle of July. So,
and there's a big event coming up for that?
And there'll be a big event called the Summer Game Spectacular. That is on Saturday, July 13th at Vets Park in Ann Arbor. We will have food trucks. We will have the skate park is getting involved this year. We will have our games that are out there. We will have water. We will have all this great stuff. It's a lot of fun, tons of fun, plus codes everywhere.
So much going on at your Ann Arbor District Library. Rich Reddy, thank you so much for your information. Christopher Becker, we look forward to hearing more about what you have going on there. And thank you for listening to Beyond Books here on 89.1 WEMU.